Hey, this is Phil Hendry, and I do all the voices of the stuff you're going to hear right now.
And this is the world-famous Phil Hendry. Are you doing that fast just to be cute?
Just go, Margaret.
I know what I'm doing. This is Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
They're Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard, and here's Phil Hendry, the creator, the man, the master of our fate, right here on the Phil Hendry Show. Thank you, Robert. That was what I wanted you to do the other morning.
Right, but the question still stands. Were you going, you were doing that on purpose, right?
I think so, Margaret, yeah. Welcome to the show.
All right, Phil, there's no need to be smart-ass about it.
Well, I mean, doesn't that sound obvious to you?
Margaret, if he goes, have your letter, don't you think that's a part of the...
Well, you don't do it very well.
If I say, hi, I'm Phil Hendry, I do all the voices, I think, just, you know...
Yeah, just leave it at that. Just leave it, okay?
But don't tell me how to do it.
Well, Margaret, I mean, just leave it.
Yeah, just leave it.
Both of you clowns don't tell me. You know what? This is a right hand, this is a left hand. Guess what I could do with both of these?
Simultaneously slug us?
Exactly.
No. So...
What does that mean? No. Phil, I will not be chastised as if I are
a schoolgirl.
A school... What are you doing?
Well, you don't even know what you're saying.
Yes, I do. I will not be chastised as if I'm a schoolgirl.
All right, then don't act like one, please, because we got a whole lot of show to do, and today, you know, we got Bill O'Reilly is everywhere, isn't he?
What do you mean Bill O'Reilly is everywhere?
He's all over the news. To use your favorite expression, General, he's like, you know, S-H-I-T, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
Take it easy, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, you don't have to laugh, man, like you're 3 years old and you're putting on your little patent leather shoes and putting on one of them skirts that got the little elastic band on the sleeves, you know?
Yeah, you seem to know an awful lot about them when you got a whole closet full of...
All right,
what's so funny?
I just, what Bud said. No, I don't have a whole closet full of them. All right, now that we have that, that's pretty cool that you do not have a closet full of skirts for four-year-old girls who wear patent leather shoes and have the little elastic band.
Let me tell you something, and this is not a joke. If he did have a closet full of those, I'd send his DNA to the FBI.
Mm, very good.
What's that supposed to mean?
What would you be doing with a closet full of little girls' skirts?
Margaret, the guy's making a joke.
Well, I don't think it's funny.
So, welcome to the Discovery Channel. This is Forensic Files. Robert has a closet full of...
No, I do not. It's just kidding around.
They know we're kidding around.
Well, then don't say it, man.
I know... Yes, I'm kidding, and I know that you don't.
Well, why do you say that?
Because... I'm just saying, Robert, if you did in real life have a closet loaded with little tiny patent leather shoes, your DNA would be at the FBI so fast... Your head would spin. Do you wet your bed? Do you torture it? Do you wet your bed?
All right, we're all done with that, Margaret.
I'm not going to answer that.
Well,
we're all... Thank you. So that's the...
What do you mean, do you wet your bed? Listen, what is that supposed to mean?
It's part of the homicidal triad. Now, you see...
May I just take charge of the show?
You know something, Phil? You're not taking charge of your own lips, let alone this show.
What do you want to say?
As long as you're getting into that... The homicidal triad...
He was asking me about it.
Go ahead.
The homicidal triad is the three things that you know a serial killer by. And yesterday, Phil was weighing in on Aaron Fernandez, who he called a psychopath. I don't know, perhaps, maybe, I don't know. I will say that he's not a serial killer, so I don't even know why I'm bringing him up.
That's a whole different story.
But the homicidal triad, if an individual, especially a young person, has these three symptoms... then they are possibly, God help me, they are possibly serial murderers.
You're talking about wetting a bed.
Yeah, wetting a bed's one of them. Do you wet your bed?
No, I don't, man. You wet your bed?
No.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
What do you mean you don't believe me?
You look like the kind of guy that would wet his bed.
All right, take it easy. What, Margaret?
Well, what's the point?
What's the matter?
I'm not going on after... I had an... pardon me.
God!
I need a glass of water. I had an entire thing I was going to do, and then these two slobs turned the whole thing into dung.
I tell you what, Phil, you know about this homicidal triad?
No, I'll do it. The homicidal triad, I forget.
The homicidal triad, bedding wed.
Betting wed. Oh.
Yay. Don't applaud that. Oh. The homicidal triad is wetting the bed, torturing animals, and God damn it, what's the other one?
There's a third one. It's torturing animals, wetting the bed, and
Masturbating.
No, it's not that.
No, it isn't that. Yeah, if it was that, man, you'd score a trifecta, man.
Shut up.
Hey. I don't know.
Well, somebody look it up for Christ's sake, because we're burning daylight.
All right. Anyway, this is the world famous Phil Henry Show. Today we have on the show, as you like to hear them, Bill O'Reilly. He'll be on to talk in all honesty, because you know what? As you like to hear them, our guests absolutely must tell the truth. We will have a variety of people weighing in on how much they will miss Bill O'Reilly. We have Mavis Leonard is going to be with us. Believe it or not, a Bill O'Reilly fan.
Well, that really surprised me. Mavis Leonard, an elderly African-American woman, a stone Bill O'Reilly fan.
Yeah, I know. But she liked him for a lot of reasons, because he pissed off a lot of people that she didn't like. He said a lot of stuff that, you know, obviously she used him as a vehicle, as we like to say, toward...
To get other people riled up.
To get other people riled up, yeah.
Well, that would have been a good name for him. Bill Riled Up E. Yeah, well.
God, man, that's rancid, you know.
How dare you describe it as if it stinks of spoiled milk? Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, now you...
Break it up, will you? I got a show to do.
Tell me I stink of rancid milk.
He didn't say that. He said that the... So then we also have, for your dancing and teenage listening pleasure, John Jerryman, who will come on to sing a song of tribute to Bill. What the hell is this, man? Is this a Bill O'Reilly show?
I didn't put the damn thing together.
Yeah, well, what about it, bud?
What about it, bud?
Well, I mean, these are the guests you got booked for me. It's all Bill O'Reilly all the time.
Well, oh. Guess what today?
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly right, because today we announced the winner of the first ever bar fight.
Yes, the first ever bar fight on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
That's right. We are going to announce the winner of the fight, and then we will also pick a winner for a free download from the variety of people that made their predictions on the outcome of the fight.
Yes, the bar fight. All through history, there's been bar fights. People get a few belts in them, and they kick each other's ass out of a parking lot. In this, the initial Phil Henry Show bar fight, here's Phil Henry to announce who the winner is.
Well, as you know, this week's bar fight was Margaret Gray and it was Bobby Dooley going head-to-head in a bar fight. And as we found out in an earlier show, Bobby and Margaret had gotten into it before, not necessarily in a bar, but it sure as hell wasn't very pleasant. Was it a parking lot, right, Margaret?
Yes, it was behind an old dump. It was behind a dumpster. I mean, I'm very ashamed of it.
Behind a dumpster?
Yes, weren't you here?
It was behind a dumpster. So,
Phil, just slow down, okay? This is very important.
Can you turn this crap down, because...
You don't like this?
No, I do not like it. Isn't that lovely?
All right, Margaret.
Is that from, Richard Burton's last film, 1984? Too bad it was a bomb.
Boy, that's a nice thing to say.
Well, it's true.
So, the winner of the very first bar fight, and by the way, this winner won the fight in a, I mean, it was a landslide, Jack. Let me find out exactly what the number was. This was an absolute landslide. The winner of the very first bar fight, winning 79% of the vote to the opponent's 21% of the vote, Margaret Gray.
Thank you very much.
Oh, kicked her ass, huh?
Like I did in real life.
Let's get on the line here, Bobby Dooley. Bobby, you were the loser in this bar fight, but very, very... And thanks for coming on the program now for like the third day in a row.
Well, if I knew I was coming on the program, and could you turn that crap down, please?
We're using it as atmosphere.
You're using it as atmosphere. You know what else is an atmosphere? It's when someone leaves something in the morning.
But try and clean it up, all right?
Margaret, first of all, congratulations on winning this bar fight. I'm sure that the people who voted for you... Would you turn that shit off, please?
Bud.
Thank you. As I was saying, Margaret, you were the winner of the bar fight. But as you also pointed out, you and I got into it in real life. And I would say, in that sense, I beat you... I beat you bad.
Yeah,
beat you bad.
No, you did not beat me bad. We went through all of that on the show earlier.
I'm not going to get... I don't want you guys rehashing that, all right? We've done that. We're done with that. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, sir. I do. Look at Steve. He's giving me orders.
You can't give my wife orders.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
So, nice going, Steve.
Well, I mean, the guys...
What am I supposed to...
Just don't... Congratulations, Ms. Gray.
Congratulations, Ms. Gray, on the winning of... Bar Fight 2017. I mean, what? How do you say this, Phil? Do you say Bar Fight 2017? Or how do you do it?
The first Bar Fight. We can say Bar Fight 1.
Congratulations, Margaret, on winning Bar Fight 1.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, a 79% to 21%. Why do you suppose people didn't have that much faith in you?
Well, I'll tell you why people didn't have that much faith in me. Because I don't look like a palooka. I look like a lady.
Oh, god damn.
What a pig.
Well, I look like a lady. I don't look like some punchy, cauliflower-eared palooka. I'm Bobby Dooley.
God damn, honey.
Like me, you love me, don't you?
Love you to pieces.
I think you're an animal, I think you're a rude animal, and I think you're probably so much of an animal you don't even know how to give a proper dinner party. I'll bet you don't know where the forks go.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you come on over to my house for a dinner party? We're going to have one this weekend.
No, I don't feel like going to your house for a dinner party. I'll probably have to bring my own toilet paper. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
All right, we're done.
Would you turn that shit off, please?
Turn the shit off! To the top of...
So, thanks a lot, Bobby and Steve.
God, they really butchered that up.
What's going on with that?
I don't know what's going on with that, but she's obviously upset that Margaret won the bar fight 79% to 21. Now, part two of our little announcement here this evening.
Well, there's another part to this.
Yeah. Phil's going to read the comment of the winning listener of the Phil Henry Show, and they will win a Bobby Dooley download.
Well, what the hell kind of sense does that make, Phil?
We don't have a download of you.
You know what? It doesn't mean that they don't like Bobby on the radio. It just means they don't think she can kick ass.
I, the winner of a Bobby Dooley download, even though she predicted that Margaret would win in the bar fight, the very first bar fight, our winner is Martine Jackson. Hey!
Who?
Who? I know who Martine is. She's a longtime listener of the show.
Martine's been with us for a long time. We've seen her over on Facebook. She may be a BSP. We'll have to look it up. Martine is our winner, and here is Martine's... Now, where? Do we have Martine's comment? We got to find that.
Hey, you want to find the comment? That's the winning... with the winning comment.
Exactly. Martine Jackson, our winner, and here is what Martine said convinced her that Margaret would be the winner.
Oh, well, then knock it off for the music, Phil.
This is the ovation.
Yes. She says, I voted for Margaret because I've never heard Bobby go through the phone. Maybe she has. Not that I can remember.
Thank you very much, Martine.
You got it.
Are you Martine?
No. I'm saying thank you for her.
Yes, Bobby Dooley has never gone through a phone. We have
Mr. Henry hung up on her. She called right back.
You have any comment, Bobby?
Yes, I've got some comment. You want to hear me come through a phone?
Bobby.
Watch.
What the fuck? That's right. How do you like me now?
Back off, will you? Back off.
Get her out of here. How do you like me now?
Thank you, Bobby. We believe you. Go back to the phone now. So Bobby Dooley has never gone through the phone up until today.
My wife's here now.
I'm back here now at home.
That's nice.
Like we care where you are. That would make me happiest if I heard you say, I'm back, uh-oh, I've transported myself back into a trash compactor.
Thank you very much, and we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show on philhenryshow.com. Coming up, man, you know, later on in the program, I got Bill O'Reilly, as you like to hear him. Mavis Leonard is going to come up along with Ted Bell, along with Marilyn Donnelly, John Jeremy, a whole bunch of people weighing in, man. Understand it's only because I'm popular. I'm getting... Take a look now at the traffic out there on the highways and the byways of Bob Bacon.
Traffic.
I think we just heard a little bit of Oceania there, Bob.
The Oceania of Grambling, right down here, 15 freeway right now. I'm going to tell everybody right now, we've got Barry Bunch and Matt and Barry Hudson is at 16th Street. They put you out there right downtown. You want to have town at the gate, but it's 15 freeway that's going to have. And up there in the Highlands Pines, there's a small little frighten. Just a small little frighten. And I don't think it'll hold you up in a bunch of limit. The other thing I wanted to tell you about is the car jammed, and the car got jammed out there, and I got jammed in the car, and the car jammed. That's all I can tell you. Let's go over to Skyboy right now.
And we're began with my Coke games or something. And you see that too, that there's Long Dong Silver. What's going on there on the sky, baby?
I gotta go doo doo. I'm sorry. Boy, Sky Baby, sweet hand. God, it burns.
I know y'all like barbecue. I love barbecue. Been making barbecue, I don't know, probably the very first time that I made my own sauces along with my gravies was when I was only 7 years old. I was at home. My parents said they was going to bring back something to eat, and they forgot all about it, so I made my own barbecue. I slaughtered a cow, I come up with the ribs, come up with all the sections of beef, and now you can have it. Jerry Jones, right here in South Texas Barbecue. We play nothing but great quality opera. That's the one concession I make. I will not listen to that shit country music. Jerry Jones Barbecue in South Texas. He butchered his own cow at the age of 8. And ever since then, he's been making delicious barbecue. That's right. I make barbecue, and then I listen here to Pavarotti, who makes me weep.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Rex Huntford Motorcycle Repair. We're on Pacific Coast Highway. We repair every kind of bike, BSA, Triumph, Harley Davidson, Indian, you name it. No Rice Rockets, I'm sure you understand. But if I see one of those Jap bikes in my shop, man, I'm going to lose it. Rex Huntford's Motorcycle Repair and more on PCH. Come on in. Snort something off the floor. We don't care. Have yourself a big, thick, juicy sandwich and a big, thick, juicy beer at Rex Huntford Motorcycle Repair. Gah!
It could be. Someday it's going to come.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. World famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And this is Margaret Gray. And, well, as you know, Bill O'Reilly lost his position at Fox News.
Yeah, and I see the big grin on your face.
Are you going to interrupt me?
I'm just saying, I see the big grin on your face.
Where's Phil?
Mr. Henry, he was in a toilet, and he said he had to use a toilet.
Yeah.
So, why don't we just wait for Phil to get off the toilet, and we can talk about this?
The show's going.
Yeah, the show is moving, Margaret.
All right, what's your point?
My point is simply this. You're celebrating and celebratory of the Bill O'Reilly downfall there at Fox News. And I find it to be unbecoming to kick a man when he's down.
Well, Bill O'Reilly had no problems with kicking men when they were down, I can assure you of that.
Is that right? And how did you know that?
I watched his show. What an idiot. I watched his show.
An idiot?
Yes.
All right, sorry. We're back from the commercial, I guess.
Yeah, we're back. I told everybody you was on the toilet.
Thank you very much for that, bud.
Yeah, I tried to stop him, but no, actually, I didn't.
All right, so what we're going to do here now is, I guess you kicked it off.
Well, she kicked it off, and then I wanted to give an opinion, and she goes, oh, we got to wait for Phil.
What a tattletale.
Are you guys four?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. Why don't you guys work it out as adults? Okay. So now
we're working it out as an adult. Now, why don't you work this thing out? Why don't you work this out?
Oh, my God. He pointed at his dick.
I'm going to kick somebody's ass.
Well, you're not going to kick my ass. You know that, right?
Yes.
And if you're not kicking my ass, you know that.
And I hope you don't kick my ass.
I'll find some strange guy's ass to kick, I guess. Somebody whose ass I can kick. So forget it. So why don't we do this now? Let's bring on Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Yes, it has been a very, very momentous news cycle, as you all know. Because, you know, Bill O'Reilly was a long time at that, he was a long time at Fox. Or as Maxine Waters called it, at that station.
Well, Maxine doesn't. It's a network, darling, if you're listening, so...
Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, joining us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, fellas, this is Ted from Beverly Hills. Ted's of Beverly Hills, they should stay. And I got to tell you, I'm very disappointed in Fox for making the decision today because Bill O'Reilly, I think, is one of the great broadcasters of all time.
Here at Ted's.
So, Ted, what is the... Where are you, man?
I'm cutting my lawn. What's to you?
Well, usually you're at the restaurant.
Well, I'm not at the restaurant today. I decided I'd give myself a break, and I'd be out on my front lawn mowing the lawn. Actually, I'm not cutting the lawn. I'm just laying on the front lawn, looking at the birds and all of that kind of thing, you know?
So you're taking the day off, huh?
Not really taking the day off. As I went out to my car, and my nephew had been in it again. I know a lot of you folks, chastise me. I've got a nephew. He's 10 years old. He thinks it's funny to pass gas in a brand spanking new automobile that I just leased. That I didn't purchase it. That much I do know. I just leased a brand new Mercedes, and he got into that thing and cut one.
I did it again, huh?
I don't stutter.
Okay, so what are you doing at home?
What's it to you, Phil?
Well, all we want to know is what that has to do with you being at home.
Well, I'm not going to get in that car.
Well, can you can you rent one?
Well, yeah, you know what, Phil, but I'm not on my nephew's schedule. I told my nephew to get in that car and sit in it. And I said, you live in it, son. You live in it.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to go about it, Ted.
Well, that was my feeling. So...
Wait. I want to be clear on this. Your nephew...
Oh, that's my wife. Where are you going, honey? Huh? Where are you going? Oh, will you pick me up some dental floss and I don't know, a Diet Pepsi or something. So look, here is what the fuck is wrong with that car she's driving?
What does she drive?
She drives a pickup truck, but it sounds much, much better than that.
What do you mean she drives a pickup truck?
She drives a pickup truck.
Why? Why does she drive one of those?
Well, what is this all of a sudden? I thought we're talking about me.
We're just curious.
Because she hauls a lot of lumber. She does a lot of landscaping around here.
She hauls a lot of lumber.
Yeah, that's right, Margaret. Some women are into that. Some women like to do that. Some women are very much into the outdoors, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's what my wife does. What do you want from me?
Well, it's very unusual.
All right, it may be unusual. This is an unusual family.
All right, so, Ted, what we're talking about is... Now, wait a minute. We were going to talk to you about Bill O'Reilly.
You guys are asking me about my car.
Yeah, we're talking about your nephew, and everybody's aware of the fact that your nephew had cut one in your car many years ago.
My nephew at that time was 6 years old, and he let one rip in a Mercedes. You remember that, Phil?
Yeah, and you said it devalued the Mercedes $3,000.
Right. Well, I got on the phone with Craig Carreno at the Mercedes place. He said, no sweat, don't worry about it. We'll bring it in, and we'll go ahead and we'll re-wax. We'll re-treat the leather. And I said, is that some fancy talk for we'll pretend like we're going to get the stink out? And he said, no, we can retreat it. And I said, well, we'll find out about that. I said, anything that sounds like retweet.
But he said retreat.
Yes. So my nephew is right now, he's doing a timeout inside the car.
So your nephew cut a fart again inside your car.
That's right.
And this is a new Mercedes that you've leased.
Yeah, I don't buy cars. People say, well, why don't you buy a car? Why do I want to buy a car? Why would you ever buy a car? You lease it. And once you're sick to death of it, you turn it in and you get another new one. So that's the good news. The good news is I don't have any kind of warranty or anything else. The bad news is it's at my wife. What are you doing here? I just saw you go down the driveway.
Ted, we need you here.
I'm sorry. That's my wife in the same pickup truck.
Well, I don't understand. I just heard her go down the driveway, too.
Yeah. How did you get back? What a piece of shit. Excuse my language, Phil.
All right, let's...
God damn.
That's your wife's truck?
That's my wife's pickup truck. Anyway...
I did not know that Marcy did landscaping and that kind of thing. I think it's very impressive.
Yeah, you better believe it. So you ought to see what she's done to this house. It is absolutely gorgeous. We've got palm trees. It just looks like a beautiful garden of Eden, really. And then our pool, all kinds of vegetation and animals, all kinds of wildlife. I've never seen a backyard like it before in my life, and I've been in a lot of backyards. Ha ha ha. Now anyway.
All right, Ted. Come on, don't do that. All right. We may not have the FCC, but there are people.
All right. Sorry.
Hey, Ted. Please. All right. So. What we are talking to Ted Bell about here is we want to get on to the discussion of Bill O'Reilly. Just I wanted to clarify that your nephew...
My nephew? What do you want? What's with you and the nephew?
You gave him a timeout in the backseat of the car.
Yes, because he let one go in the car. So I said, you think that's funny? And he's like this. I said, you think that's funny? I said, okay, guess what? You're going to stay in this car and take a deep breath and...
Ted Bell with us.
I'm telling you, my nephew is now 10 years of age. And when that kid cuts out of his ass, I don't know what happened. There may be some abnormality about it.
All right, so we're all done with the discussion of your nephew.
God damn, man, that's just disgusting, man.
Hey, you know what? I didn't make this world, okay?
All right, we're all done with the discussion of your nephew. We're going to talk now about Bill O'Reilly. You've been a big fan of his. I think he's eaten in your restaurant from time to time.
Bill O'Reilly has been in my restaurant. Donald Trump has been in my restaurant. Bill O'Reilly, I loved having you here. He was a raconteur. He was a conversationalist, a great guy, played a great game of gin rummy. Wait, is that my wife again?
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Marcy, what the hell are you doing? She's going around the block and probably coming in the back way and then getting in the car and backing out again.
Well, what is she doing? Playing a game with it?
Are you playing some sick game? Hey, honey, what are you doing? Hey, honey, what are you... No, forget it. Never mind, man. I don't give it. I can give a sweet to you. So, all right. So that. So she's out. So now what she does is... not she. What Bill O'Reilly does is that... Bill O'Reilly, been into my restaurant, done a great job.
Where are you now?
I'm in my backyard near my pool. And this is really a nice area that Marcy is. She's done a beautiful landscaping here. We've got wild animals, as I said. We have a...
What kind of wild animals do you have?
Oh, we've got a... There's a... Whatever that is. That's an iguana. We've got birds. We've got beautiful parakeets. Large... what are the ones with the big beak? I call them the Fruit Loop bird.
The Fruit Loop bird.
Oh, that's a... it's called a cuckoo or something like that.
A what?
I think it's called the cuckoo.
A cuckoo? No.
That's not what it's called.
What, all right, what do you call it?
Is it? Are you thinking a cockatoo?
Yeah, that's it.
No, it's not a cockatoo. It's something else. Anyway, we got about three or four of those. So what I'm trying to tell you is that O'Reilly has always done the Ted's of Beverly Hills Fair. I hate to see this happen to the guy. I really do. And what can I tell you? It's a tough, tough break. It's a tough break. It's bad luck. And, you know, I wish we could all have good luck. I wish it would rain whiskey. But it don't.
All right, well, thank you very much for that little line from Man for All Seasons.
Well, why not? It's in Phil's head 24/7.
We're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills about Bill O'Reilly leaving. Bill O'Reilly is the number one host on that network. He was the number one, you know, he's bringing in a lot of money.
No doubt about it.
And he was a compelling host. A lot of people didn't like him. A lot of people loved him. Let me ask you a question. He says that he was wrongfully accused.
I believe that.
You believe that?
Yes.
Then why would he settle?
Yeah, why is he settling for $13
million? He already settled for $13
million. But why would he do that? Why would he do that? And then why would he just, you know, walk away?
Bill O'Reilly is a class act. Class all the way. People like to point to the times that he's lost his temper on the set and he's thrown things. But Bill O'Reilly only loses his temper when someone has really, really messed up. You really got to blow it around Bill O'Reilly. I have him in my restaurant, and I can tell you he came in to eat dinner here about 6 months ago. He was in L.A., and he was over at, I think he was over at Fox, the L.A. affiliate of Fox, and he came in. He had a couple people with him, had a steak dinner. They had several cocktails. And at the end of the evening, he picked up a pitcher of martinis and threw them at the bar where Rudy was and just missed Rudy's head. Now, of course, I was shocked. I went, why'd you do that? He said... Because at the table setting, it just wasn't right. So I said, you know what, Bill? I trust you, and I believe you, and I immediately got him a new pitcher of martinis. I had Rudy mop everything up. I brought him out a brand spanking new steak that I had the chef stay late to cook because he's that kind of a guy.
What do you mean he's that kind of a guy?
What am I saying here that you guys don't understand?
He threw a pitcher of martinis at who was it?
At the guy there, Rudy Canosa.
At Canosa's head... And then what else did he do? Oh, and then the steak was too cold or something?
Yeah, what's it to you?
And that makes him a really reasonable guy.
He does not complain about anything over the time. He's always dead on with his complaints. He was in here about 2 years ago, and he picked up one of the busboys and threw him through the front door. Now, I know that sounds extreme.
Good God!
What?
Yeah, I know, no. I know that sounds extreme. But Bill O'Reilly wanted he wanted that side dish. He wanted the vegetable medley. And he wanted the vegetable medley to come immediately after the bread and after the clam chowder. And they brought it in concert with the steak. And Bill said, okay, I gave you a chance. I watched. I listened to the whole exchange. He said, I gave you a chance, didn't I? And the kid, the busboy's like, well, you know, I'm a busboy. I'm not even the server. He said, well, you're the one that's standing here, and you're going to get it. Lifted him up over his head and threw him through a door. Now, I had to repair that door. I had to replace that door. But do I mind? No, I don't. Because it was Bill O'Reilly, an eminently... what is his name again?
Bill O'Reilly.
All right, Bill. Bill O'Reilly, an eminently fair man. And I would say to this, to anybody that would to doubt what Bill O'Reilly is all about, I invite you to come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills. Look me up. I will talk to you about it. If you want to ask me questions about Bill O'Reilly, great. I will require that you know, purchase a three-drink minimum.
Well, now, what a scam that is.
What do you mean a scam?
Come on in and talk to me about Bill O'Reilly, but it's a three-drink minimum.
I'm not going to sit there on my ass for free.
Ted Bell has been our guest, folks.
Oh, yeah. You know, Phil, every time I come with a money-making angle...
That's what this is, a money-making angle and nothing more. Ted, Bill O'Reilly threw a busboy through a door?
Yes, through the front door. And then he picked up a pitcher of martinis.
Right, and he tossed that crap to the...
Yeah, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, and if you're lucky, I'll tell you all about the night that Bill O'Reilly drove his own head through a plate glass window. He was so angry at the service.
Here at Ted's, yeah. We want to put our meat in your mouth. We'll share it all down and
like the world famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back, baby. We got coming up, we got Bill O'Reilly, as you like to hear him. I don't know how this show's going to sound tonight. We're going to have to do a ton of editing after we get off the air.
Yeah, you're going to do the editing.
I'm Donald Trump, President of the United States of America. When I said I was going to build a wall, did you think I was lying? Did you think I was kidding? No, I was not. I swear to God, I'm going to build a wall, and it'll be a wall between us and Mexico. Why? Because I don't like what they've done to our country. I don't like all the immigrants coming in here. I don't like all of them taking our jobs. I don't like them, for instance, taking the jobs of good, qualified American musicians. Yes, I know that I'm using Mexican musicians here, but that's only because they work for me at Mar-a-Lago. And they're one of my restaurants, and they're on the visa that I... But never mind about that. Don't pay any attention to them at all. Remember, I'm building that wall, and I'm keeping the Mexicans out. Other than these guys, and their visa expires... Well, it expires in 5 years. But that's all. I won't let them go anywhere beyond West Palm Beach and, well, maybe the state of Florida. Donald Trump working hard for you. That's me. Oh, shut up. Hey, everybody. My name's Jeff Dowder, and I give a drum clinic right after our gig at Mr. Pooh's every Saturday night at 9 o'clock. If you're a drummer and you want to know how to drum, come on by, and I give a drum clinic. I can teach you the rhythms of jazz technique as well as rock and roll technique, and I can also teach you marching band technique, any kind of technique. Listen to this. This is not me. This is Max Roach. He's a jazz drummer. He's really good. But I do play just like this. I do. I swear to God I do. Yeah, this is me. This is, for all intents and purposes, this is me. Yeah. Listen to me. Well, listen to a guy that sounds like me. Jeff Dowder's Drum Clinic, Saturday night at Mr. Pooh's, right after their last set, Dark Horse at Mr. Pooh's. Come on in, get a two-drink minimum, have a Sprite, have a Coca-Cola, and maybe as a mixer, and put in your favorite alcohol. Jeff Dowder's Drum Clinic, right after our last set at 10 o'clock. Yeah, I'm good. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Again, we congratulate Martine Jackson. Martine is the winner of a Bobby Dooley download because she predicted that Margaret Gray would win the bar fight. And by God, she did. And Martine's comment was basically the following. She said, I think Margaret will win because we don't think Bobby's ever gone through a phone. Oh!
Although she did prove that she could go through a phone right after that.
Yeah, she did. She did. However, I think that... I don't think she knew what she was doing.
But you see that?
Well, she went to the phone and then she went back to the phone. I think she came out whatever. So
she came out to what?
It sounded like she didn't come out where she started. You know, she came out.
Well, that'll happen. You go through a phone. You can start in your own office and you come out in like a service porch or in a toilet area. Some deal like that.
Or out near a dumpster.
Out near a dumpster. Yeah, that's happened to me.
Why does that happen?
Because you're so pissed off. You just go, yeah, and you just go rolling through the phone, and your anger directs you toward the person whose ass you want to kick. But once you're through kicking the ass...
Yeah, once you're through kicking the ass, then the diminishment.
Yes, there's the diminishment, you see?
What is the diminishment?
It's when your mind begins to shrink, and now you don't know where you are. And you wind up, like, I've gone through the phone, and I've come back here, out on the driveway.
I remember you doing that a couple of, I didn't know it was the driveway.
Yeah, she came out of the driveway one time. One time she's in a bathroom when Bud was in there squeezing one out.
Yes, came in while I was squeezing it out.
No, I did not, you lying.
Oh, just say that, Bud.
What a lie. You are, you're the lowest of the low, Bud. You really are. You're a, you're like one of those street urchins, like Roger the Dodger or one of those bumps.
Who?
You never saw Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist? Who's that?
He's
got a roll of joint.
You roll joints?
Are you kidding? Because I swear to God...
No, I swear to God!
He didn't roll joints. His name was Oliver Twist. He's an old book that they wrote in England way back in the day. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. It's time now for, well, as you like to hear them here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yes, as you like to hear them, where we interview famous celebrities and famous individuals in society, and they must tell the truth. Today on As You Like to Hear Them, Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, Bill O'Reilly. I'm sure you know he's been in the news. Well, that's a stupid...
Like nobody knows.
I said, Bud, that it was a stupid comment. And Bill joins us from his home in New York. I believe you're just back, Bill, from a vacation in Italy. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Bill, how you doing? It's Phil Henry.
Very good, thank you.
So, I mean, seriously, how are you doing?
Well, I mean, seriously, how I'm doing? I thought I was just being polite, but if you're asking me really how I'm doing...
Yeah, we want to know how you're doing.
I'm very angry. I'm angry mostly at myself, but I'm angry at Fox for... I think Fox rolled me over on my stomach and just, you know... It's almost like Roger Ailes... Well,
what? Be careful with how you say this.
It's like Roger Ailes saw me laying there on my stomach. I used to say to him, you know what you're doing to me in this contract negotiation? You see me laying on my stomach, and while I'm asleep, you secure my arms and my legs, and then you drop your pants like some cheap, dirty old fat jail lord. Quite a fact, he looked like that.
Okay, we get that about your contract negotiations. We're talking here. Do you think he treated you unfairly?
Oh, no, he didn't treat me unfairly. I mean, he paid me a lot of money. And they still pay, well, they used to pay me a lot of money.
Do you mind telling us what your severance deal contains?
It's several million dollars. Paid out over a period of 3 years, I'm going to be fine for the rest of my life. I'm not going to have any problems. 67 years old, the money that I'm going to get from Fox is more than adequate. It would probably help the retirements of 10, 20, 30 people. But because I, in the minds of Fox, Fox wants to keep me off their back for starters.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Are you going to sue them?
I really should if I was telling the truth about never having done what they accused me of doing. But I did do it. So
you admit it?
Yes, I admit. Only an idiot would believe me when I said that I didn't do it.
Well, let me tell you something, Bill. You've got a lot of people convinced, including the President of the United States, that you got railroaded.
No, I didn't convince the President. You're talking about Trump, right?
That's the last guy I knew that was President of the United States.
All right, well, I'm sorry, but Trump, no, I hadn't convinced. If Trump knows I'm innocent the way he knows he's innocent, which is, no, he don't. Trump is as guilty as sin. I'm guilty as he knows it. I know it. But what he does is he does that double down thing.
Well, Trump is never going to admit that he's wrong about anything. We know that.
Right. And he's doubly wrong about me. And I will tell you this much. I wish he'd sort of just stay off my side, because as long as he's weighing in on my behalf, a lot of people think I'm a dirty creep and that I'm not worth, you know, supporting.
Well, there's not much you can do about that now, Bill, because, you know, you had him on the program and you had a very public relationship with him that was very friendly.
I don't think it was very friendly. I thought I was you didn't think I was a hard-hitting journalist?
No.
No, you are not a hard-hitting journalist.
All right, well, I thought I'd fake my way through that. I did lob a lot of softballs at him in my day.
Well, you think you were a hard-hitting journalist with him?
I just got done saying I lobbed a lot of softballs at him.
Let's talk about this entire thing. You were at Fox, you ran the roost there, and you were sexually harassing women while you were doing it. Why?
I'm old, and I don't get it about the new paradigm. I don't get it about the new work environment. That's basically it. I'm old and untethered. I've been doing it my whole career.
So everywhere you went, you were doing it?
Yeah, of course. What, did you think I just started Fox? I'm old, and I don't understand the mentality of younger women. The women that I came up in the business with were perfectly willing to have me comment on their ass, you know, the ass or the...
Right, we don't have to be that graphic.
These are co-workers of yours, and you're commenting on that.
Yes, but these are the women that I came up with in the 70s and in the late 60s. I'd say they, you know, you have a, you know, you got a great ass, but I also respect you as a journalist, and that seemed to be enough. Nowadays, as I got older and as I began to work with a younger generation of women, they didn't quite get it.
So, Bill, you know, you mentioned before you were at Fox, but let's stick with Fox. How many times did people go to the management and complain?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I imagine many, many times, but I heard about the most egregious ones. There was the women that you've seen on TV. The time I was, you know.
Yeah, you're literally jerking off and everything.
I am Bill O'Reilly. Do I have a ticket from that guy?
Bud. No, you were.
I wasn't laying there jerking off.
Yes, you were.
It seems to me we heard something about that.
All right, yes, I was, but to hear a guy that's got a metal plate in his head.
All right, so, but you were doing that. I saw that woman interviewed today.
Well, there's these women all over the place that say that I sexually harassed them, you know.
Well, did you?
Yeah, did you?
Yes. But why, I mean... All of a sudden, they're coming out of the woodwork.
I mean, they're feeling empowered, Bill. That's what's happening. They're feeling like it's safe.
Oh, they're feeling empowered. That's another one of those words I can't take, feeling empowered.
Let me ask you this question. Did you, was there this incident where you were dragging somebody down some stairs?
Yeah, my wife. I was dragging her by her hair. Look, understand something. I got a bad temper, and if I didn't have just the slightest governor on it, which I do have, I probably by now would have beaten somebody to death. That tape that everybody sees there of me on Inside Edition, which was, I don't know how I survived that show. Did you ever watch it, Phil?
I watched it when you were on it.
What'd you think?
It sucked. It really did.
Did you like it with any of the other hosts?
I don't even remember watching that show. Even Maury Povich, or whoever the hell else there was.
Well, there was Maury Povich. Me, I don't know. So you thought it sucked?
I didn't like it. No, I mean there were a lot of shows that were far better. But getting back to, all right, so at Inside Edition, you had that tape.
Yeah, I looked like an asshole, and I'm screaming at everybody. And I did that throughout my career. It was only within the recent few years and the prominence that it brought me at Fox. But I think a lot of people, and I should say this because I've been saying it, I don't really believe it. A lot of people are saying it's because of the political stance, the editorial stance of Fox, that people were gunning for me.
And you don't believe that?
No, I don't. I know I said publicly I did, but because I'm supposed to tell the truth, no, I don't.
Why don't you believe that?
Because of the fact that my behavior is so slovenly and has been so pig-driven. It's not just driven by a pig. It's driven by the pig mind that is mine. And because of the pigment, I'm trying to think of the pig mind.
All right, forget about the pig mind. It's being driven by you.
Yeah, God damn, man, I'm just trying to...
But forget, nobody understands driven by the pig mind.
That's my mind, the pig mind.
All right, you got the pig mind. What about it?
All right, you got the pig mind. What about it?
You know, Bill, you're supposed to tell the truth. Now start making with the truth.
All right, so what I'm going to say is this. I felt that it was okay... And then I realized that it was, and it all hit me at once. And I lied, and I said, no, these women are making it up. And I came up with a trumped-up, excuse my language, but I came up with a trumped-up excuse that said, well, this is something that happens to all famous people. But the fact of the matter is they were telling the truth, and I had done that stuff. And it was Donald Trump that gave me that defense, by the way.
The president gave you what defense?
When he said, just tell everybody that they go after famous people.
Because, you know, he's been engaged in his falderal.
Oh, I know that, yeah. I mean, he told me.
Oh, what did he tell you?
He told me he's guilty of all that stuff. That all those women, he did it to all of them. All of them.
Every one of them.
Every single one of them. Trump told me, yeah, he sexually harassed them. But he said, they'll never, ever get me to admit it because I'm Donald Trump. I never admit that stuff.
That guy never tells the truth.
That's not it. He says, I'll never admit to it because I'm not going to have some of these lowly, lowly, slovenly creeps in the media, in the news media. Forgive me, Phil, because I like you, but, you know, guys like you, these lower-than-whale dung, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, he said, I'm never going to give it up for those guys. They're going to have to, they're not going to ride the glory for a Pulitzer on my ass. That's the way he put it. So, there's your scoop.
So, Donald Trump and you, guilty of everything you've been charged with.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, because that answers the question I was going to ask, why don't you sue Fox?
I'm going to sue Fox? For what?
For wrongful... termination.
But it's not wrongful.
We know that. But Phil was going to ask that question before we had you on the program.
I kind of had a stake and hunch that you were guilty of sin.
Well, okay. So thank you very much. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, this has really been one of the duller ones because of the fact that there really wasn't any big surprise here. We knew... Could you turn that down, bud?
What? No, no big surprise meaning what?
We knew you were guilty of sin. We knew you were going to come on here and admit that. And be that as it may, that's what you did. So...
Donald Trump Not Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. My name's Bill O'Reilly. Don't try to hang me with that guy, okay? I mean, it's one thing for me to be a bad guy in Fox. I'm not starting World War III. Bill?
Yes, I understand. Thank you very much, Bill O'Reilly.
Thank you.
As you like to hear them, Bill O'Reilly on the Phil Henry Show. And we'll be right back.
World famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Stick around. John Jerryman with a vocal tribute to Bill O'Reilly. Coming up.
If you've had a head injury at work, Dr. Richter Powell will provide the therapy you need to get you back on your feet. Head injuries can be devastating. If you went head first off, say, a fifth floor window, we can fix that for you. If your head was cracked open in some terrible industrial accident, we can fix that. All head injuries all the time at Richter Powell. Dr. Richter Powell cures all head injuries. We use the latest in plating, metal. We also use the heavy plastics, as well as the teutonium, plutonium, plutanium, and new Medervy. Dr. Richter Powell, head injuries. We treat all head injuries in the soothing, soothing comfort of our clinic. Phil Henry Show. God, what is that, man?
I don't know, but it's frightening.
Phil Henry Show, let's get John Jerryman going to join us. And like I said, we got a little bit of stoppage time that we have to get to, and we will get to it. What was that?
I don't know. It was some kind of a hip-hop song. It had a ball game on it.
All right. John Jerryman is joining us from his digs in Philadelphia, actually.
Yes, John is in. John's at the mainline home there. It's a senior retirement home in Philadelphia, and he's going to come on and sing a song of tribute to Donald Trump. Not Donald Trump, Bill O'Reilly.
I hope we haven't been making that mistake that much.
I mean, I'll go back and check the tape. I think you have.
Oh, isn't that great, man?
Well, I don't know.
All right, thank you very much, folks, and welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Let's get John Jerryman up now from Philadelphia. And, John, always a pleasure. How are you feeling, dear?
Margaret, hello. How are you? John Jerryman in Philadelphia.
And we want you to sing a beautiful song in tribute to Bill O'Reilly.
I'm very happy to do that. And it just so happens we have our relatives in. My grandchildren are here. Everyone's grandchildren are here to visit them and their children. So it's quite a festive atmosphere in Philadelphia. Retirement center, the senior retirement center. Now, I know that Agnes is she's been quarantined, right?
But
this is the old lady that comes up and tries to slip her hand.
Yeah, we understand.
So let me, this is a song for Bill O'Reilly, and it's called You Gotta Have Heart. And I think that when Bill hears this, if he ever does hear it, I know you just had him on your program. Do you think he's listening on the radio?
No.
All right, well, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, but he's not, because this is a podcast.
It's a what?
It's a podcast.
Whatever that is.
All right, so go ahead and sing This Is Heart.
Yes, this is the song Heart from Damn Yankees. You've gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's the grin.
I got the leg. Get off. Get her off. What did I tell you?
Hey, if you can't keep that old lady under control.
Nice. What is that word? Does that say grin?
Yeah.
Who am I speaking with?
Bud Dickman, I'm following along.
You've gotta have heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Oh, don't just sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, do-do-do-do-do. When your chin is on the floor, mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door, there's nothing to it. You gotta do it, you blew it. You gotta have...
I got it. Get the other arm. Break the arm if you have to. I got it. Fuck!
John!
Yeah?
Are you all right?
I'm fine, but we're still trying to wrestle. Yeah, sorry. You guys said you're going to keep her out there. All right. You've got to have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course. But keep the old horse before the cart. First, you got to have heart.
Hey, all right. Very good. Very good, John.
Thank you. And that's a song for Bill O'Reilly. And I know that life is treating him poorly these days. Not that he doesn't deserve it, because, you know...
Now, why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Get a load of this. I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, John, just talk to us.
Sorry. Why do I say that? I say that because it's true. He's brought his own problems on himself, and one will hope that eventually he is going to recognize the error of his ways. And there's one more song that I want to sing for Bill O'Reilly, and this is one called I'll Be Seeing You in All the Old Places. I'll be seeing you in all the old places, all the old faces, you and me. Oh, you will.
Shut up!
Well, who is that? Hello, Farmer. What's your problem?
All right, now, John.
No, hold on. What's your problem?
Shut up, man. I'm trying to visit my wife.
You're visiting your wife? You got your wife in here?
Yes, get out, damn it.
What a bum you are. Well, you love. All right.
What the hell? Hey, John! Who's this?
Oh, this is a great player. I'm a tenant.
What happened?
You got knocked out.
Who got knocked out? Who got knocked out?
Mr. Herman knocked out that man. Fucking ass.
He knocked out somebody?
Yeah, Mr. Herman knocked him out. Mr. Herman, now. Prick!
Can we talk to him?
No, they gotta sedate him.
Woo!
All right, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. Jerryman, you did real.
Wow. John Jerryman just assaulted someone there at the home.
You know, but my aunt said, this show, there's always somebody assaulting somebody, man. You're going to get sued, Miss Aaron.
What do you mean I'm going to get sued? I don't assault anybody. You guys are doing it, or somebody else is doing it.
Oh, Phil, yes, you have.
No, I haven't. And how can I get sued for that guy beating somebody up at that old folks' home?
I don't know. It's just like my aunt said, it's always somebody getting their ass kicked on your show.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, it's kind of a feather in our cap.
Yeah, well, you know what? Now that I think about it, it is. The show where you always hear someone getting their ass kicked, the Phil Hendry Show. Yeah.
Hey.
I like that. I think that's something, Phil, that you should wear as a banner of pride for as long as you live.
All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks so very much. Congratulations again to Martine Jackson for winning the bar fight. She predicted Margaret Gray would win. What an ass-kicking.
79%. I beat her. 79-21.
I believe that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah. World-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.